This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley. Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, has called on the United Nations to create a multinational force with Muslim participation for Afghanistan. The UN Security Council today is to consider a resolution that would create such a force. Within Pakistan, supporters of the Taliban say they are planning to send recruits into Afghanistan to join the struggle against the Northern Alliance. They say it's a holy war. According to Muslim tradition, when a holy warrior dies in combat, he turns into a shaheed, a martyr. As NPR's John Burnett reports from Pakistan, he becomes a legend.
Saif Ula was an early Pakistani casualty of the war in Afghanistan. On October 22nd, he and 35 comrades were asleep in a guest house in Kabul when it was demolished by a U.S. missile. They belonged to Harkat ul-Mujahideen, the Holy Warrior Movement, listed by the U.S. State Department as an Islamic terrorist organization active in contested Kashmir province against Indian security forces. Dr. Hidayat Ula has become a celebrity in the village of Turangzai since his 26-year-old son died. He greets a steady stream of visitors with the Pashto word for congratulations. A servant brings in a plate of bananas and cups of steaming tea as Dr. Ula remembers Saif.
I'm fully satisfied. He sacrificed his life for the sake of Islam. We are Muslims, and as Muslims, we believe our lives are a sacred trust of God. If God took his life, I'm fully satisfied. I have no grief over this.
Saif Ula's brother, Mazula, a 22-year-old business administration graduate, is also proud, but he's more visibly upset by the recent death.
It's quite obvious that I have lost a person who is a guide to our family, who is the person who take all the final decisions. His martyrdom created a very big vacuum in our family life. And I think it will never be fulfilled by any person.
The family's dirt floor hojira, or guest room, is decorated with framed pictures of automatic weapons, inscribed with the words, "Jihad means power, honor, and victory." For the vast majority of the world's 1.2 billion Muslims, Islam is a religion that advocates peace, not violence. But some define the word jihad, which means struggle, to mean holy war. And for them, death in the pursuit of this sacred warfare makes a person an instant hero. The dusty road leading to the martyr's house has been renamed Saif Ula Street. There's fresh graffiti on the mud walls of Turangzai, which is located about 3 hours west of Islamabad. One reads, "We salute your courage, the martyr of Afghanistan." And another, "Saif Ula is now the prince of the celestial virgins." Saif Ula is now in paradise, says villager Wajid Ali. The Quran says he has authority to recommend 70 other people to God. Those who are in hell, he can bring them out and recommend them to go with him to heaven. And, Ali adds, he will have all the celestial virgins he wants. Mujahideen claim their deaths are unlike other battlefield casualties. Rafiq Ahmad is a thin, serious 21-year-old guerrilla fighter who says he's been at his comrades' sides when they've died in Afghanistan and Kashmir, and he says to become a shaheed, a martyr, is a prized death.
I have heard the sounds of my comrades dying on the battlefield. They are riddled with bullets, but they cry, "God is great." They say to give greetings to my commander, to my friends, to my parents. When we see how much they are dying happily with joy, that gives us a real boost.
The cemetery on the outskirts of Turangzai is dominated by a fresh grave, encircled by a new steel fence and guarded by a bored policeman. This is where Saif Ula is buried. Two villagers arrange polished stones to decorate the burial mound as a short young man with a stern expression rides up on a bicycle. He is Zumar Simiullah from Jalalabad, Afghanistan, and he's studying in a nearby madrasa, or Islamic religious school. He says he comes by Saif Ula's grave often to pray for his departed friend and for his own martyrdom.
He said that, yes, definitely every person wants from the madrasa to go for jihad. And those who are not willing, we are trying to convince them to go for jihad. Yes, already I fought for some 2 years back in Afghanistan against the Northern Alliance, and definitely after finishing my study I will go back to Afghanistan in frontal war against the infidels.
In a holy war, oftentimes the most effective recruiting tool is death. John Burnett, NPR News, Turangzai Village, Pakistan.